Acts 26 and 13. Acts 26 and 13. And this came to me one day when Brother Toby was preaching in this area on his series of What Doest Thou Here? And he was preaching from this part on Paul. And Saul, as he was called here, I guess. But anyway, when he was reading this particular part of the Scripture, something caught my ear, caught my eye, and the Lord began to lay message on my heart. It began to develop. But in Acts 26:13, if you will, stand with us, I'll read there. It said, "At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me." And I want you to notice the part where it says, "above the brightness of the sun." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, we come to you one more time. We thank you, Lord, for your power and your spirit. Lord, I ask you, God, just to bless tonight. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to move in the service. Lord, God, I'm just a vessel tonight. It's not for my glory, but for your glory tonight. I ask you to help me to preach, Lord, and let the Holy Ghost come upon me, Father, and help me, Lord, to deliver the message that you've laid on my heart, God. I pray it penetrate the heart of those that are lost, those that are out of your way, Father, those that need help tonight, Lord. And Father, let them come to an old-fashioned altar, Lord. And I pray you'd touch tonight, Lord. I'm not up here to perform. I'm not here to entertain, Lord. But I'm here to preach the gospel, Lord. And I ask you to help me in a mighty way. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've given us, Lord. And bless tonight. We give you the glory and the praise for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. Of course, you know this story tonight of when Paul stood before King Agrippa and he began to give his testimony. And every time he got around somebody and began to tell what God had done for him, he started to give his testimony and exactly what happened to him. And time again, he began to tell, "Hey, let me tell you what happened to me." And he would begin to tell him about walking along this road. He began to talk about how that this light from heaven would shine down on him. And he gave the same account time and time again. It left a lasting impression upon Paul. Here, the way this light shone from heaven, and I noticed where it said that the light from heaven was above the brightness of the sun. And I got to thinking about that, and I got to thinking about this question: what is brighter than the sun? I was just wondering about what is brighter than the sun, and then things started coming to my heart and coming to my mind of all the things that are brighter than the sun. Now, the sun's pretty bright. Wouldn't you agree with that tonight? I'm telling you, that thing is huge. As a matter of fact, I've got the little statistics on this sun thing. I got to looking up on this. And I like that part where it said it's above the brightness of the sun. But I got to looking at how big the sun is and how bright the sun is and how great the sun is. First of all, let me give you a few facts of what the sun is. First of all, the sun is a star. I don't know if you knew that or not. It is a star, just like ever all, but it's the biggest star in the universe. But it is considered a star because of the makeup of it, of what's in it, and everything. It's made the same thing that stars are made of. And so the sun is a star. Second of all, it's 870,000 miles wide in diameter. 870,000 miles wide in diameter. Now, that's pretty big. Wouldn't you agree? Yes, but you want to know how bright the sun is. That tells you how big it is. That tells you what it's made of, what it's called. But let me ask you this. How bright is the sun? Can you imagine how bright the sun is? Well, you say, "Well, I can go out and I look at it and I can't hardly look at it." But I was, as the scientists were trying to give a comparison, they said if you took 4 trillion, 4 trillion, now think about that, 4 trillion 100-watt light bulbs, and you have the brightness of the sun. That's how bright the sun is. You'd have to take 4 trillion 100-watt light bulbs in order to get the same light as the sun gives off. Now that's pretty bright. But Paul said here, in the verse here, he said, I saw a light from heaven that was above the brightness of the sun. Now think about that. He said, I saw this light, and it was brighter than the sun, brighter than 4 trillion 100-watt light bulbs, in another word. He saw a light. I believe he saw just that. I don't believe he's exaggerating. I don't believe he's just using expression. I believe he was telling the truth. I believe he meant it literally, that he saw a light that was brighter than the sun. He never had seen anything this bright. So I begin to ask this question, what is brighter than the sun? Let me say, first of all, what is brighter than the sun? Let me say, the Christ is brighter than the sun. Is that not what Paul is talking about here? He saw a light from heaven shining around about him that was brighter than the sun. And I'll say this, in Revelation 22:16, Christ declared it himself. He said, I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Remember what I told you just a few minutes ago? The sun is considered a star. But Christ said, I am the bright and morning star. I'm telling you tonight, Christ is brighter than the sun tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he's the bright and morning star. So he is, in comparison to the sun, he is a star. Amen. He's a star in my life. I'm not looking to Hollywood to be my star. I'm not looking to this world for stars. But thank God I've got a star in my life. And his name is Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, the star of my life is the bright and morning star, the God of heaven, the Father above. And he's bigger and he's brighter than the sun tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, this light was shining from heaven. And then Paul said this. He said, and when we were all falling on the earth, in verse 14, he said, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. What he was saying there, he said, this light from heaven that I saw that was brighter than the sun, he said, I heard a voice out of it. And it was the Lord's voice coming. So that establishes that this is the Christ that is speaking to him. Amen. And I note, I want you to notice that he said this voice was speaking to him in the Hebrew tongue. How about that? I'm telling you, it don't matter where you're at in sin. It don't matter where you're at in this life. God knows how to speak your language. Amen. God knows how to speak to your heart. I want you to know, when I was lost and undone without a Savior on my way to hell, the Lord came by and he spoke to my heart. He didn't speak in a Hebrew tongue, but he spoke in my language. Hallelujah. He didn't speak with an audible voice, but he spoke in my language. He gripped my heart and he told me I was lost and on my way to hell without a Savior, and he spoke my language. He let me know I needed to go to an old-fashioned altar and to be born again. Amen.
Yes, right.
Amen.
Amen.
The sun, they say, gives light and heat and energy to the earth. It's what it does. And if you don't have the sun, can you imagine the earth without the sun? If the earth didn't have the sun, now think about this. It'd have no light. It'd have no heat. It'd have no energy. It'd just be a cold, dark ball drifting in space with no life. Well, let me tell you something. There's a light that's greater than the sun, that shines brighter than the sun. Woo! Glory to God tonight. And I'm telling you, without Christ, Christ is that light tonight. And without Christ, I want to tell you what my life would be. What your life would be without Christ. You cannot have light in it. There's no warmth in life without Christ. There's no help in life without Christ. There's just a cold, dark soul drifting through life toward hell without a Savior. Did you know this earth wouldn't have any life on it if it didn't
wasn't for the sun, because it's the sun that causes the plants to grow. It's the sun that gives it heat and warmth and allows us to survive. I'm telling you right now, it's just like the soul of man. The soul of man will not survive when it comes to the judgment without the light of Christ shining upon it. Christ is what gives life. Gives life eternally.
That's right. In a
heaven. Amen. I'm telling you, what's brighter than the sun? The Christ is brighter than the sun. You know what else is brighter than the sun? You're going to think this is strange, but I had to come up with a C word. So I came up with one. What's brighter than the sun? The cutter. Say, what's the cutter? Well, I'm referring to the sword. And so the sword is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
And so I had to come up with the C word, so I come up with the cutter. Because it is sharper than a two-edged sword. Amen.
Amen.
And it was able to cut you. Amen. Why does it shine? You say, how can it shine? I'm telling you, it shines because it's sharp. Amen. I was reading some places in the Bible where there were kings that would sharpen their swords and sharpen their arrows. And they would begin to shine. And they's getting ready for battle. I'm telling you, this word of God has shone in my life. And it has shown up in my life. Amen. And it's sharp tonight. It's been well sharpened. It's been put on the wet rock, if you will. And it's got a sharp blade on it. And I want you to know it's so sharp and it's shiny tonight. You know, when you sharpen something, it begins to shine. And you know what? This thing's been sharpened by the Lord Himself. And it's sharp in my life tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And I want you to know. No, it shines on me every once in a while, and it shows me my way, and it helps direct my path. I want you to know, you get on the wrong side of the sword, you get in front of the sword, it'll kill you. It'll stab you. Friend, you get behind the sword, it'll defend you. But every once in a while, you're just like I am. We try to slip around it, don't we? And that's when it's a two-edged sword, and it'll cut you. I want you to know, the word of God cuts me sometimes.
Amen.
And it gets me in order. But friend, I'm telling you, when we get on the right side of the sword, it won't cut you, it won't stab you, but it will defend you.
Amen.
Glory to God, I'm telling you.
Amen.
There's a day we'll stand before the Lord, and the only thing we'll have is this sword to
Amen.
Defend us and to say, hey, they're under the blood of Jesus Christ.
That's right. Amen.
It shines because it shimmers. You know why it shimmers? Because it reflects the light of the Christ that's brighter than the sun. Amen. It reflects the light of His glory. And you know what? Every once in a while, have you ever seen a sword out of its sheath? And you pull it out and how shiny it is. And you begin to look at it. And boy, it catches the glimpse. It catches the sun just right. And I mean, he'll blind you. Friend, I want you to know, every once in a while, I pull it out of the sheath. And I begin to read it. And I begin to read what the Word of the Lord says. And it catches the light of the sun. Of the Son of God. And it begins to shine in my life. And it catches my eye. And it catches my heart, and I say, glory to God. And every once in a while, I see His image in the Word of God. Amen. Amen. That's right tonight. And the sword is made to fight with. It ain't made just for beauty. It's not made just to look at and to admire. But the sword is made to fight with. Amen. And I'm telling you tonight, the devil does not and cannot fight. I want you to know that tonight. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm telling you tonight, the devil don't know how to fight. The devil cannot fight. You say, he's been fighting me. No, he hasn't been fighting you. He can deceive you. He can destroy things. He can discourage. He can depress. But he cannot fight. You say, how come he can't fight? Because he don't have a sword. Amen. The Lord has a sword tonight. And I want you to know, I can't go into battle. I can't go into battle against a fellow that's got a sword, and I don't. I'll surely die. That's why the devil avoids the Lord. Lord. Amen. He don't get around the Lord. Amen. He doesn't have a sword, so he avoids the Lord because he cannot fight, because he has no sword tonight.
Amen. Amen.
And this cutter, the sword, shines in my life, and it catches my eye. Amen. The Christ is brighter than the sun. The cutter is brighter than the sun. Let me say, third of all, the Christian is brighter than the sun. Amen tonight. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:6. I'll prove it to you. He said, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts." Is that not what the Lord did for you when He saved you? Amen. That's why I wanted to sing that song tonight. When the Lord took my heart all to pieces and put a little sunshine in. Amen. I want you to know He shined in our hearts to give Him the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So my question is tonight, what shines brighter than the sun? I want to tell you what shines brighter than the sun. When a little old boy and girl or girl comes down here and kneels at an altar and they're broken and they're praying and they're crying and they're pleading before God and saying, "Hey, I need to be born again. Lord, save my soul." And I mean, they're broken and they're pouring their heart out to God and giving it all to the Lord. And you know what shines brighter than the sun? When you see that little face raise up and tears streaming down their eyes and a big old smile comes on their face and said, "I got it, I got it. I'm saved, I'm saved." You don't know what has shined brighter than the sun is one body that the Lord moved in their life and changed their life forever. Amen. The Christian, amen. I'm telling you, the face of the child of God shouting and praising God shines brighter than the sun. I want you to know some of the prettiest faces I've seen in this church is those that's worshiping the Lord. And it may not always be the one that's hooping and hollering and shouting. Sometimes when I look back and I see you wiping tears from your eyes and raising your hand, I want you to know that shines brighter than the sun. Whoa! Glory to God. I want to tell you tonight, it's good for you tonight to worship God.
Amen.
You see a smile on the face of a born-again believer saying, "Hey, let me pray with you." When you're in your darkest hour,
yes,
I want you to know, when you've lost everything you had, and when things are falling all to pieces in your life, and some good Christian comes along and says, "Hey, I'm praying for you, and I'm remembering you in prayer." I'm telling you what shines brighter than the sun. It'll be that Christian face, that Christian person willing to pray with you. I'm telling you, the sun can raise up tomorrow morning on a terrible day, but that won't do you much good. How about when a Christian comes along and says, "Hey, I'm praying for you. I'm going to help you. I pray about this thing." They'll help you, amen.
Yeah.
And he'll shine brighter than the sun.
Yes, that's right.
You know what shines brighter than the sun? When you stand by the bedside of a dear old saint of God that's slipping off in the dark night of death, when they're breathing their last breath, and they say, "Hey, I see him waiting for me." That shines brighter than the sun. Amen.
Amen.
That's our hope tonight. I'm telling you, the Christ shines brighter than the sun. The cutter shines brighter than the sun. And then the Christian shines brighter than the sun.
Amen.
Let me say, next of all, the church shines brighter than the sun. What shines brighter than the sun, Brother Scott? I'll tell you, the church does. Psalms 50:2 says, "Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined." Always in the Bible, had a dear old man of God teach me this, that Zion, when the Bible talks about Zion, it's talking about the church. Amen. So out of Zion, out of the church, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. What shines brighter than the sun in your life? What shines brighter than the sun in your heart and soul? I'll tell you what it does for me. I'll tell you what shines brighter than the sun. When I come in here on Sunday morning and the choir gets up there and and they begin to sing, "We shall see Jesus just as He is." I'm telling you, a light shines down on me that's brighter than the sun tonight. I want you to know, when they begin to sing, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Glory to God, that helps my soul." I'm telling you tonight, when God's people gather around in an old-fashioned altar and begin to pray and call on God to tether, and God begins to move, that shines brighter than the sun. Amen. I want you to know, what's a help to me through my week, what helps me from day to day, is just to go and to think about the times we've had here, the times I've seen you shout, the times I've heard your testimonies, the times I've seen you cry, and the times I've seen you worship God. I want you to know that shines brighter in my life than any sun could. Amen.
Amen.
The church shines brighter than the sun. Let me say, fifth of all, the coming of Christ shines brighter than the sun. The coming of Christ shines brighter than the sun. 2 Thessalonians 2:8. It's going to shine so bright, it's going to kill some folks. And if you're not saved, you're not right with God, then you're in this crowd that's going to be destroyed just by the brightness of His coming. Let me read what I'm talking about. It says in 2 Thessalonians 2:8, "And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of His mouth." Listen to this part. "And shall destroy with what? The brightness of His coming." The brightness of His coming will destroy the very wicked. You know why you and I will not be destroyed in that hour? Is because of the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And because of the light that's shining in our hearts. His light.
Amen.
Not our light, but His light shining through us. I'm telling you, the thought of Christ is coming will brighten your day and my day. Amen. And when He comes, He'll outshine the sun.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. The church, the coming of the Christ. And then, finally, I want to say, what's brighter than the sun? The city.
Yeah.
There's a city that's brighter than the sun. Revelation 21:23 said it. "And the city had no need of the sun." No need of it. "Neither the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof."
Hey.
So what's brighter than the sun?
Yeah.
What is brighter than the sun? Paul said he saw it on this road, and he said it's the Lord. And then over here in Revelation, it said there's a city. It's going to be brighter than the sun, but it'll be because of the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. I'm telling you, there is a city that's brighter than the sun. Can you think about that? Just think about that. I told you it took 4,100,000 light bulbs to just compare to the sun. But there is a city that I'm going to that's brighter than the sun, that's brighter than 4,100,000 light bulbs. Amen. Glory to God tonight. I'm telling you, it's going to shine forth. Amen. I've seen beautiful cities that light up the night and would take my breath away. But I'm telling you, I've never seen a city that would break the night, that would cause the night to go away, that would light up that much. No, they might be a light in the darkness, but the darkness was still around. But there's a city I'm going to. Glory to God, where there'll be no more night. No more night. Because the city is lit up by His glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going there. I'm not just going to just see a city that lights up like that. But I'm going to live in that city. Amen. That will not light up tonight. But instead, it will destroy the night. That's what that city will do. I'm sure glad just to know I'm going to a city that's brighter than the sun. Brighter than the sun tonight. Amen. Amen. So what are you saying? I just want to close with this. That verse just jumped out at me that day. And it hadn't turned loose at me since. That there are some things that are above the brightness of the sun.
Yep.
Woo! Glory to God. And I'm glad I've got those things in my life tonight. I'm glad they're a part of my life. They're not just in my life, but they're a part of my life on a daily basis. Amen. Amen. And I'm telling you, if you're in darkness tonight, you can have these things that are brighter than the sun. Let me tell you something. If you're in sin, you're in darkness. Amen. If you're in sin, you are in darkness. If you're lost tonight, you are in darkness without the Lord. If you're without Christ, you are in darkness. And if you're in that kind of darkness, I'm talking about the darkness of sin. I'm talking about the darkness of being lost. If you're in that kind of darkness, it don't matter how many times the sun comes out in the morning. It don't matter how many times it sets and comes up again. It don't matter how many times you go to your window and look out. It will not be a help to you. I'm telling you, no day is good being lost without Christ. No day is good to be walking along in darkness and in sin and loss and know you're on your way to hell without a Savior. But there is a light. Woo! There is a light that will help you to that tread. There's a light that will brighten up your way. There's a light that can break the darkness of sin, that can break the darkness of being lost.
That's right.
That can break the darkness of being without Christ. Christ can brighten up your life. And when the sun cannot brighten up your life and will not shine, Christ can brighten up your life. What is brighter than the sun? Well, just go over it one more time. The Christ. He's brighter than the sun. The cutter, the Word of God, the sword of the Lord. Amen. It's brighter than the sun. There's been days when I've been down, depressed, and looked like darkness was all around. And then I turn over there and read the Word of God, and it becomes a light in my life and brightens up my day. I'm telling you, the Christian tonight is brighter than the sun. I don't know if you realize that or not, but there's something within your heart that's brighter than the sun. Friend, I want to tell you, I see it in your smile. I see it in your glory and worship. It's brighter than the sun tonight. I'm telling you, the church is brighter than the sun, and the coming of Christ is going to be brighter than the sun. And there is a city that's brighter than the sun tonight. Amen. Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? Are you saved? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? What's brighter than the sun? It's these things, friend. And it's the things that will affect your life the most and be a help to your life the most. I want to come with a song. I don't know who. Sister, you got a song to sing. Amen. Brother John, he stepped out. That's fine. Come on. Be a blessing to us. What's brighter than the sun? Do you have these things in your life? That's the invitation tonight. I want us to stand together as she begins to play.
God do bless.
I know I probably put her on the spot. I've been done that way before. But it's usually a blessing. Amen. Amen. If you need to come, if you need to pray, maybe you've had some dark days here recently. Maybe you've been down. Maybe you've had some problems. You just need to come and say, Lord, shine in my life. Shine brighter than the sun tonight in my life. Will you come? Come on. Come on tonight.
And look through its pages.
Come on tonight.
Till you find I've been faithful today. Yes. If you see I have walked in a way that has pleased you, leave a blessing as you pass my way.
You need the Lord tonight. You need Him to shine in your life tonight.
I need a blessing.
Come on.
For I've been in the valley all day.
Yes, yes.
My soul is dry and thirsty, Lord.
Yes.
Leave a blessing as you pass.
day's dark. But you're facing those things. Come on, she sings. Come on. Are there others that need to pray? Come on.
You must have other children whose needs are much greater.
Oh, I wouldn't
so forgive me for taking your time.
How about it?
I know I can make it
to
the end.
I've got
of
these
this
things in my life to shine
once again
and light my way.
I can feel your
many a times
sunshine.
I would have lost my way if it hadn't have been for these things shining in my life, directing my path.
I need a blessing.
Thank God for Christ. Thank God for the church. Thank God for the Word of God. Thank God for the Christian friends I have that have helped me along the way. Thank God for the promise of His coming. Thank God for the promise of His city.
Leave a blessing.
Hallelujah.
As you pass my way.
Amen. Sing another verse. Amen.
You must have other children whose needs are much greater. So forgive me for taking your time. I know I can make it to the end of this valley. Once again, I can feel your sunshine. I need a blessing, Lord, for I've been in the valley all day. My soul is dry and thirsty. Lord, leave a blessing as you pass my way.